On confusion and doubt is the most deprecated and be it pain, deprivation, or poverty. A woman who has definitely received a happiness is in her life. This is no doubt a depiction of his husband. Behind this beautiful drawing, it could be a drug addict who has a mental crisis, but unfortunately,
there was no need for you to behave so aggressively. They just wanted to talk. What's the harm in that?
You don't know anything about their relationship, so just cut the crap.
I'm talking to you like a human being. Why do you answer like that?
You don't know what you're talking about, so you might as well keep your eyes on the road and keep your opinions to yourself, all right?
Someone else hits you in the mouth, someone else cuts you down to size, but you're taking it all out on us.
Would you just shut your pie hole?
I'm not your servant for you to talk to me like that.
Look, you better just shut your mouth or I'll shut it for you.
You don't have what it takes, you hear me?
Just wait and see.
Samas.
How dare you?
Samas.
Shut your face, will you?
Be quiet. Behave yourself, will you?
I refuse to drive the stupid scam home. You take Morale home.
Take you away from me. You're my universe. You have to stay with me.
Did Hamed agree to give her our divorce?
Yes, your dear Hamed agreed. You, for one, are very rude and crass. I think someone forgot to smack you around when you were a kid to discipline you. So you grew up a stupid jackass.
Enough, Pari. I really am not in the mood.
Listen, this time I held back for your sister's sake, because she's in a delicate state at the moment. But if you ever talk to me like that again, I'll smack you so hard you'll be seeing stars.
I'd like to see you try. Try not to be such an airhead. Learn when to open your big mouth and when to keep it shut. If you ever talk out of turn again, I will curse you 10 times over.
How dare you!
Ah! You hit me? You hit me?
Go jump in the lake.
Hit me? What barnyard were you brought up in?
The same one you were brought up in.
Nobody! How dare you lay a hand on me? Serve you right. Whatever happens to you, you deserve it. You serve you right. That useless son of yours has thrown you out of your own house. You have no future. You're pathetic. In the end, you'll be left on the roadside. No one will even bother to spit on you.
Oh, yeah. Not that you're surrounded by admirers. Everyone falling at your feet. The one that'll be left on the wayside in the end to die is you. Not me. You deranged lunatic.
You're the lunatic.
Shut up.
Will you? Shut up. Shut up.
Cut it out. Ah! Have you guys no shame? Would you look at yourselves? You're at each other's throats at a time like this. Have some mercy.
You think highly of yourselves.
You're a lunatic.
Yes, we're all lunatics. We're all crazy. That's enough. Ah!
Yes. Hello, Marie. No, not at all. Yes, just a minute. Just a minute. Marie's come to take Hasti.
Who's going to go and tell Morale, then?
Don't make such a big deal out of it. All right. Okay, then. Where is Hasti now?
Where do you think she is? In Morale's arms.
Double trouble. Who has the guts to go wrench Hasti from her mother's arms, then? Tell me, huh?
Afa will do it.
No, I will not. You guys did this to Morale, so you can go and take your child away from her.
Listen, Afa, you will do this because I am ordering you to do it.
I will not do it.
You will! You will do it!
Sanaz,
you are a servant in this house! Shut up!
I won't do it, Sanaz.
Come on. Come on!
I will not do it.
Listen, I don't want to repeat myself. You will go and take Hasti from Morale and bring her.
I won't.
Ungrateful cow!
No! Sanaz! Leave her! You can't force her to do something you want her to do. You can't! Leave her! Leave her!
Okay, fine. Fine. You're a donkey. Okay, I'll go.
Where's the puppy? What do you see over there? A birdie and a puppy. Puppy? Flowers. What colors are they? Hey, can you see us?
This is not the end of it. You can still get Hasti back. You just have to be patient.
Patient?
Yes. When my husband Jalili took my son away from me, the world went dark for me. I thought my life was really over. That was when my lawyer, Simin Azdari, told me to be patient. Don't cry. And you'll get your son back, she said. At first, I didn't know what she meant. I thought she was just saying those things to stop me crying and torturing myself. But after I entered the courtroom with Seaman a few times and talked to the judge, I noticed the judge wasn't talking the way he did in the beginning. He listened to me. He wanted to help me. And it was then that I learned the meaning of patience. It didn't take more than a year after that. Jalili came and signed the papers himself and gave me custody of our son.
So, tell me, where does that lawyer of yours have an office then?
I don't know the exact address now, but I'll find out for you.
Find it as soon as possible.
Of course.
Thank you. Have they come to take Hasti?
Yes, unfortunately. Hamed Yazdan Panah, your husband, is very different from mine. The man I saw in court today is kinder than Jalili, is more rational, and is more educated. With that kind of guy, you can achieve results even quicker and get Hasti back. That's for sure. Now give her to me. Give her to me. Have some patience. Thank you.
Be patient. Don't be hasty. Let's go, Hamid.
Is she?
She's not too bad, but she's really lost direction, Dariush. I've given her 3 sedatives. She's better now.
Where is she now?
She's on the balcony. Go to her.
Dariush, are you coming from the hospital?
Yes.
What did they say? How's your heart?
Terrible.
So you're going to have surgery?
Hello.
Tehran without light. A dead, depressing city.
In comparison?
In comparison.
With where?
Anywhere. My heart's heavy 24 hours after arriving in Tehran.
Maybe that's why you're alone here.
I'm alone over there as well. But my heart's not heavy. Can you come to London with me?
What now?
I can get you a short-term visa.
When do you plan to leave?
I have no plans. If I stayed until now, it was because of you. Now that you've been courageous and rational enough to make this decision in your life, don't waste time. Go and sign the papers and finalize it. Have done.
ستاره ها رو خط نزنم، پایان جشن گریه شد. راهم بده به آسمون، بی من نرو با من بمون.
Aren't you going to get out? Stop when you see a supermarket.
Okay, sure.
Get out! Hurry up! Wash your face. I don't want Ariane to see you looking like this. Get it.
Put some makeup on, Maral. It's okay. Inside an embassy, the rules of that country apply.
You know, I never carry makeup around with me.
But I do. Here. Wait, wait. Tissue.
Change your scarf too, Maral.
I have a scarf too.
Why are you so hesitant? Fix yourselves up a bit. You look like death warmed over. Take me to
Marie?
Huh? What?
Tell me, is it really impossible for Morale to take Husty without Homid's permission?
According to the law, Morale can't put Husty in her passport without the father's consent. Especially now that he has custody of the child.
Damn.
By the way, what you said reminded me of something.
What?
6 months after I got a divorce, my ex-husband refused to let me see my son. Despite me. One night I broke down and decided I was going to kidnap him and leave Iran.
Leave and go where?
To the UK where my sister lives.
But you were too afraid to kidnap him, right?
Well, yes. Because I couldn't face being smuggled out of Iran without a passport. I didn't know how it was done, and I had no one to help me do it.
What about your sister, the one in Britain? Couldn't she have helped you?
Huh? She's such a conservative coward. There's no one more skittish in the world.
Yeah.
It's so cold outside.
Thank you.
Here.
They didn't have the orange?
No, just this.
Fari.
What?
One more question.
What?
If back then you had had someone to help you kidnap your son, would you have gone through with it?
Back then, yes.
Hello, Mehrdad, honey? It's me, Sanaz.
I expected to hear Morale's voice. I didn't think the lunatic would call.
You see, I missed you all of a sudden.
All of a sudden? What do you take me for? What do you want now?
Oh, come on, Mehrdad. Why are you being so mean? It's true that I'm a bad-tempered, annoying person, but I'm not devoid of feeling. After all, I do miss you. I feel sorry for Morale.
Spit it out. What do you want?
Oh, come on. Don't you want us to treat each other like kind, loving siblings? You know, to sit and chat for a while, to talk behind people's backs, chew the fat, laugh at people, you know?
I gave up on that years ago. I prefer not to know. Not to know what's going on with those who I once loved very much.
But you can't live in total oblivion all your life, Mehrdad, dear. You have to know what your wretched sisters are doing, what state your pathetic mother is now in.
What's the point in me knowing anything when I can't do anything to change things? At least like this, I'm not being tortured.
All right. Whatever. Anyway, I just called to tell you that Morale needs your help, and...
Morale? What's wrong?
Her problem... Well, it's that she's divorced her husband.
When did she get married, anyway?
Well, she's been married 2 or 3 years, and then... Well, the guy's one of those backward, overbearing religious types, so she got a divorce.
Why did Morale marry a backward, overbearing man?
How do I know, Mehrdad, dear? She pulled a Morale, didn't she? She did something stupid. Anyway, you know what she's like.
So what can I do to help her now?
Look, Mehrdad, I just wanted you to know that the husband has taken her child from her and won't let her see her.
Sanaz, I'm not the kind of lawyer that deals with custody.
I don't want you to represent her in court or anything. I just wanted to ask you, if Morale decides to take her child out of the country without her husband's permission, can you help her, please? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Don't shout, I'm listening.
Then why are you behaving like... Nothing... I just wanted to know whether you can help her or not.
She wants to kidnap her child from her ex-husband's house?
Kidnap, I suppose that's what she has to do, yes.
How old is the baby?
The child's, I don't know exactly, about a year and a half, a year and a few months. Does it matter?
Say the ex-husband is overbearing and old-fashioned.
Yes, Mehrdad, very. More than I can say.
Listen, if Morale does this, she can't ever come back to Iran.
Listen, this guy has made Morale's life so hard that she doesn't even want to come back. She wants to uproot her life here completely.
Can you go with her to help her for a while?
Me? Of course. I mean... Why a little while? I was thinking that I might just go over there and I might just go and find a place to live myself.
If you're planning on emigrating, what will you do with Mom?
With Mom? Well, Mom, the truth is, Mehrdad, that I've put Mom in a nursing home.
How long has that been?
It's been quite a while. The truth is, well, how do I say this? She can't remember anything. She's completely lost her memory, and I couldn't do it anymore. I mean, that bloody Afa just got up and left one day. I really had no choice. I didn't want to do it. I had to.
I can help her, but this time you have to do exactly what I tell you. You have to do as I say.
Whatever you say, sir.
I'll contact you. Expect my call.
Okay, Mehrdad. I'm waiting with bated breath.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Anything else? No.
Goodbye, then.
Okay, goodbye.
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 چشم بسته چشم بسته جهانم شکل خوابه شکل خوابه عذابه عذابه استرابه استرابه روبرو دیواری از دیواری از سنگ روبرون دیواری از مز دیواری از سنگ بگو بیهوده نیست بگو بیهوده نیست فاصله آب و سراب بگو سپیدی کاغذ بیهوده نیست بگو از کوچه پراکنده فقط کابوس و تنهایی بگو خواب و هرچی که دیدم افسانه بود هر چه شنیدم نگاه کن شوق دل زدن به دریا برام شد مرگ تدریجی رویا تدریجیه